Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it looks like it's going to be a nice day today here in New York City. Sun is out. My windows are open, meaning I don't have to have my air conditioner on. And so we're having a great day. What's coming up is in Long Island City, a part of Queens, New York. There is a place called Socrates Sculpture Park, and there's going to be a performance there. Well, we got all kinds of circuses, Cirque du Soleil, there's Big Apple Circus, and now there's one called Circus Amok. I don't know what this is all about. They're going to be swinging from the rafters, clowning around up close. Well, we got Jennifer Miller, and she's going to tell us what this is all about. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, hello. I'm here.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, so first tell me what exactly is Cirque Amok.
Circus Amok is a wandering, no animal, grand circus spectacular that tours the parks of New York City for free. This is our 20th year out in the park. We come out almost every September, and we just opened yesterday, and we're off to a grand start.
Well, when you come here, do you always go to Socrates Sculpture Park, or?
We have been coming to Socrates for years. We love Socrates Sculpture Park, and they're very welcoming to us. In fact, we did our dress rehearsals there last week.
So you already had the first performance, huh?
Yesterday, we were out at Coney Island.
Okay.
Saturday we'll be at Socrates, then we go to Prospect. We'll be in Sunset Park in Brooklyn. We'll be in Fort Greene. We'll be in Tompkins Square. So we're all over the place.
So how many days will you be at the one in Long Island City?
We're only there on Saturday. Two shows, 2 and 5. We just unload our truck, set up the circus, do a show. At the end of the day, we pack the truck up and we move on to another park.
So they just get us one day. Well, how big is the thing itself, the unit
There's
itself?
There's 7 people in the circus ring, so it's an ensemble. Most of us stilt, a lot of us juggle. We have 1 wire walker, a couple acrobats. We also combine puppetry and clown shtick. Dance, music, we got a musical number. There's also 7 in the band. And then we have a couple of roustabouts. So we're usually traveling, with about 18 people.
Mm-hmm. So is there a set thing that you do? I mean, is it like people getting what's happening? Or are you just playing?
Yes, no, it totally says it's like going to Ringling Brothers, but it's gender bent, and it's usually got a main theme, social justice theme, at the core of it. So this year we're talking about climate change. But it opens with a big stilt dance every year, and then the charivari. Then we have an underseascape in which the people do the adagio partner acrobatics, but there's fish puppets and a whale coming through. But you sit down, it begins, an hour later it's done. You've seen all kinds of acrobatics, plus there's a narrative mystery.
And where are the people actually sitting? Are they setting up chairs?
The people are sitting on the ground. The people are sitting on the ground. In Socrates, they sit in the grass. When we go, like at Coney Island, we put out a tarp for them. But people just pull right up and sit right down. Step up, step in. We're going to do it again.
So it's not like, do they tell people, like, bring your chairs? Or that's, no.
Well, you can bring a chair, but the chairs have to set up at the back so that people can see.
Oh, okay, so everybody could see.
Yes, exactly. And we want to make sure people who need to sit in chairs and want to sit in chairs can, but they are at the back. It's free. Everybody's welcome. We try to have humor and content for all ages, family show.
And so do you find that it's mostly kids coming?
No, I'd say it's mostly adults and maybe a third kids. So it's really for adults and kids.
And there's
a lot of stuff in there that the kids won't get, and then there's a lot of stuff there that the adults won't get.
Oh, okay. After the show, is there an opportunity to talk with the performers?
Yes. Yep, we're around passing the hat. So everyone can talk to us then. But we often just also organize to have the kids do a little bit of tumbling and playing in the circus ring after the show.
Oh, that's really cool. So how did the company form, by the way?
Well, we started 20 years ago, actually even a little bit more. We were a group of dancers and circus artists and actors and designers working together in, you know, the old days in the Lower East Side. I was the only one at first with circus training. I had worked with a couple circuses in the West Coast and in the Midwest. But I taught my friends stilt walking and juggling, and we just, you know, came up through the performance scene there. We started indoors at PS 122, and we finally made our way outdoors, which was my goal. And that first company worked together for 7 years or so, and then they started to move on, and we got new people, so people have been coming and going over all that time. Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. So it was really a group of artistic comrades coming together to put these shows together.
Where are you based?
We're based in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which was very different.
So you're local.
So we're local. Our shows are very local. They're about local issues. We work with local performers. We like to go back to the same. You asked if we go back to Socrates every year. We like to go back to the same park year after year. We have relationships with people. People have grown up seeing our show in their neighborhood.
Oh, that's cool.
Very local, yeah.
Yeah, and there's souvenirs for people to get.
You can get a T-shirt and you can get a program.
Okay.
Yeah. And you take a little piece away in your heart.
Do they set up like something for food when this occurs?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but at Socrates, at the Socrates show in particular, the Socrates Green Market will be in the park at the same time.
I think
they're going to have a great day. Yeah. Socrates is really good like that, trying to bring events together. They really support the circus, and they try to make big festivities sometimes around us, or sometimes we're there to help other events that are happening.
Okay. In other words, during the year, because you're based in Brooklyn, I mean, there were other times that we could see you in case we missed.
The circus is really only touring the parks in September. But if you can't come on Saturday, you can take the adventure and go to a park farther than from home, which is another great thing about a show like this. It sometimes brings people to neighborhoods that they haven't been to before. We had new circus performers helping us who hadn't even been to Coney Island before. I was so excited to see that yesterday. So you can leave your borough. But we're really just working in September. Now, lots of the performers are doing all kinds of other projects during the year. But when you come and get the program, then you'll be able to follow everybody who's in the circus and find out about that. But this is really your chance.
Okay. Well, sounds exciting.
When
you're doing with tightrope, so how high is the?
It's only about 3 feet off the ground. The tight wire. We don't do a lot of aerial, and there's a lot of trapeze in town, but we don't do that because, for one thing, the insurance is too high for us. And it would mean that we couldn't play in smaller parks where we don't have room to guy wire out. We've always wanted to play in, you know, neighborhood parks and large parks. Sometimes we play in playgrounds, basketball courts. So we keep it low tech.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, it sounds good for you guys. So so would you consider yourself nonprofit?
We are a nonprofit. Yep. We're a nonprofit organization. We raise all of our money to put on these free shows through grants and benefits and the like.
Oh, good. Well, I'm sure the performers appreciate being able to show their talents.
They appreciate being able to show their talents. We you know, have a deep and great time working together, collaborating on the show. And because each show is about something, I think everyone who's in it is dedicated to making work that's going to touch on important issues as we go to parks around town. So this show that we're doing is because we chose climate change this year because there's a huge international climate change march in New York on September 21st. And people are organizing and doing all kinds of art projects and parades and installations. Community organizing around climate change this month, so we're also working in solidarity with that movement. And this brings an opportunity for performers who are not just jugglers and rope walkers and stilters, but who care about, you know, the future of the planet, to be able to integrate that into their work.
So in the show itself, will it be obvious on the to everybody on the subject?
I think so, yes. I think so. We see a sudden collapse in the middle of the beautiful Ocean Act, and then the crazy goddesses come out, and you know, huge, gorgeous gold and silver-plated masks, and they're bemoaning the fate of the world. And the audience will definitely know what's going on, but we try very carefully to make work that doesn't hit people over the head with whatever it's about. Yeah.
Well, that sounds certainly great. So do you have a website?
We do have a website. It's circusamuck.org. And that's circus is C-A-R-C-U-S because there's some different spellings. And A-M-O-K, circusamuck.org. The schedule's there. The calendar's there. You can find out about our past shows and a little bit about the performers. So
great.
We certainly hope everybody comes out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I might go out there.
I definitely would have to bring a chair.
Yeah,
bring a chair. That's fine. Anyone who wants to, bring a chair. Don't worry about it. We'll find a spot for you. It's such a beautiful park. It has great new sculptures. It's by the wire. This is a great thing about the circus. It gets people out, and I hope that it gets you out to get some beautiful fresh air on the weekend.
Oh, good. Okay. And it's in Queens, so what could be bad?
Exactly. What could be bad?
Right.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. I can do my article.
Great. Great. All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so I guess, we'll see. I'll try to get there next week if I can drag a chair. Okay, so I am going to end this show early. And so for everybody, have a nice day, evening, morning, or whenever that you're listening to this. I'm going to go find my music. Oh, the chickens are, they're sleeping. They were up all night. I don't know. Anyway, bye, everybody.